HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I am Prasun and I'm back with another episode of
Etc. A podcast
where we talk about everything technology. And this is the one where we take a hot
topic in the industry
and clear all misconceptions around it.
In this week's second episode, I want to talk about a gadget. It's called the Realme Buds Air, and I saw a lot of people really go gaga over this product over the past week or so. So I figured I'd get one and test it for all of you. And here's what I found. First and foremost, it's of course a replica, a copy of the Apple AirPods. It looks exactly like that, except that this one is much more plasticky and flimsy. It doesn't have that premium metallic feel of the AirPods. But given that this costs Rs. 4000, you may not mind. What's probably more important is the audio quality. And on that front, the Buds Air are not very bad. Having said that, there are some flaws in this. For example, the headphones can't reproduce the full audio spectrum of the human hearing capability. So you can't hear the 20Hz to 20kHz range completely. The headphones can't produce anything beyond the 15kHz range. Now, when I say these numbers, they may not make a lot of sense to you, but in real world terms, what happens is if you're listening to, say, Flying in a Blue Dream by Joe Satriani, you'll miss the distinct twang of the guitar and other such notes from, say, bands like Dream Theater, etc. Similarly, it's kind of weak in the mid frequencies. So vocal driven songs like Jenny of the Old Stones, which you may have heard in episode 2 of season 8 in Game of Thrones, there you will hear a low audible grumble going on behind the songs. Similarly, Perfect Day by The Constellations, which has a grungy effect in the background, that will have this weird muddy audio experience, which makes the overall thing subpar. Having said that, if you're listening to like openly bass driven songs, for example Disturbed's Down With The Sickness, there, things feel really punchy, energetic, really fast, and that's actually quite nice. So like most cheaper headphones, they are a little bass biased, which many people will like. And while I'm inclined to say that for this price, this is not bad, I think there are better wireless headphones out there in this price. For example, the Sony SP500 is something that I personally really like. The OnePlus Bullets Wireless are similarly priced, but they're slightly more balanced, sometimes feel less muddy, which I think is better. Having said that, if you really want the show-off value of wearing something like the AirPods, then yeah, I mean, the Realme Buds Air are really not bad.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.